Welcome back to the Call Flow Show. This morning we have a very special guest with us here, a young lady that you all know who's been on the country music scene for well over a decade now. I have with me Leanne Womack. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. And you're speaking to us today from Music City, right?
I am. I'm in Nashville at home in my kitchen.
That's a good place to be in the morning, that's for sure. Now, Nashville, of course, has not always been home. You are originally from the Lone Star State, right?
I'm originally from Texas. I've lived in Nashville for about 20 years, but my husband's from Texas as well, and we still have a house down there, and we're down there a lot, but we live in Nashville now because, of course, I have my career based out of here, and then my husband has a publishing company, and he's a producer, so our lives kind of revolve around music.
Now, speaking of music and country music, you grew up in a household where music was quite prevalent because your dad, in the way that people like me are connected with music, right?
Yeah, I sure did. When I was a little girl, my dad worked at the country station in East Texas, and I spent a lot of time with him at work because my mom was going back to school to get her master's degree, and she would drop me off at the station, and I would hang out with him while she went to school, while she went to class. So I spent a lot of time there, and that's where I basically learned all about country music in the 60s and 70s.
Now, you, of course, not only are a very successful singer, a very talented singer, but you've done a lot of songwriting. In fact, wasn't there a time when maybe that was the direction you were more targeted towards?
I don't know that I was ever more targeted towards songwriting, but definitely when I came to Nashville, I wanted to figure out how to get my life specifically into my songs and into the songs I was recording. So I started writing for Tree Publishing here in town and just did a lot of things. You know, in this time, in this day and age, it's really important to learn how to balance a lot of things. And so I got married, I had kids, I wrote songs, just like a lot of working moms, you know, I had to figure out how to balance working and career and family and home, and which is exactly why I partnered up with Banquet Select Recipes to help promote this record, because when I was making this record, which is called Call Me Crazy, my life was so crazy, and I was trying to figure out how to balance doing things like making meals for my family and being in the studio. So I figured out I could be in the studio and take a break and come home and have these Banquet Select recipes. And they have things like pot roast and chicken parmesan and all kinds of things for a family with varied tastes. And I could make these meals for them and then get back to the studio and go back to work. And they still got a nice hot meal that didn't come from a drive-thru or from a pizza delivery company. So Banquet Select Recipes has these meals for $1.50 a meal, which is really unheard of in this day and age.
You know,
so just learning how to balance, and you know, it's taken me a few years to do it, but with their help, I've been able to do it, especially now with this record.
You've just reiterated something that I found over the years talking to folks in the show business. Often the public doesn't think of you as being in a kitchen or doing cooking or preparing. But that's a big part of your life, too, isn't it?
You know, it's funny. When I was growing up and thinking I want to be a big country music star, you know, I thought I'll have all these people that do all these things for me. And I do. I do have help. But there is no substitute. And I think any mom will tell you this. There's no substitute. You can't have somebody come in and cook for your family or have somebody come in and do all your shopping or everything in your house for you. You really feel like you have to be hands-on and you have to do it, which is why it's so great to find a product that allows you to be able to do those things and still do your job too. So I mean, anytime I find one of these little things like this that just helps make working moms' lives easier, I love to tell them about it.
The campaign is called So Good for So Little, and it's through Banquet Foods. And Leanne, again, this new line is called Select Recipes?
It is called Select Recipes, and it's found in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. And like I said, you know, it's great to be able to go to work and not have to worry. And how many times previously in my life did I worry, what are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to have for dinner? I mean, this is a constant, ongoing, daily thing. So it's great to have these at home that you can just pop in and have a hot meal and not really have to worry about it.
You have a new single and a video. Last Call. Is that doing pretty well for you?
It is. I'm very proud of it. You know, on my records, I try to have a good balance of songs about issues and real life issues, and some of them are some of the harder things in life, and some of them are about the more positive, uplifting things. And so Banquet has provided radio stations across the country this week with a little sneak preview of a song called The Story of My Life, which is on the album, the new album. And then also people have already heard the new single, Last Call. And so those kind of give you a real good example of the kind of music that's on this record. Last Call deals with a real-life issue, and The Story of My Life is about is very much similar to I Hope You Dance in the sentiment that it portrays, and just sort of tells people, you know, the things you want out of life for yourself and for your family.
And that album will be released October 21st, I believe, right?
October 21st. It'll be in stores and online, and it's called Call Me Crazy. And I'm real, real happy with the way this record turned out. I got to work with legendary producer Tony Brown, and I've always wanted to work with Tony. He produces George Strait and Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn, and I've wanted to work with him for years, so we finally got in the studio together, and this record is the product of that.
Leanna, time is running up, but you mentioned I Hope You Dance. That song will always have to have a special place in your heart.
It really does. And what's even better for me and more special to me is that it has a special place in, you know, all the fans' hearts. I mean, I hear such great stories, and some of them, you know, are sad, and some of them are happy and funny, and but it's great to know that I have a song that's a part of people's lives forever, whether it was their graduation song or they used it in their wedding, things like that. So, you know, it's not everybody that gets to have a song like that in their career, so I am real proud of it.
And rightfully so. That's one of the greatest songs of all time in any genre, really. Well, Leanna, time is running out. I want to thank you for talking about your career and tell us a little bit about Banquet's new select recipes. And of course, we wish you only the very best.
Thank you so much. It was good talking to you this morning, and you have a good morning.